Plenty of companies, particularly those with family histories, resist the lure of takeovers by bigger rivals. Often, the decision is guided by pride rather than financial sense. Hermès provides a roadmap of how to stay independent and how it can pay off. The first step was to keep the wolf at bay. Though listed since 1993, most of Hermès's shares belonged to 60 or so descendants, split into various branches. Hermès threw up all manner of defences. Mr. Arnault was publicly rebuked as a corporate raider. Less polite language was used. Lawyers attacked the underhand way in which his stake was built through complex financial products that skirted disclosure rules. LVMH was later fined €8 million by the market's regulator. Ultimately, Hermès family members, eager to remain in charge, created a structure which pooled just over 50% of shares, committing themselves to owning their stakes come what may until 2031. By 2017, Mr. Arnault had given up. The second step is to use independence wisely. That Mr. Arnault coveted Hermès is testament to its good management. But the general rule in the past decade has been that multi-brand conglomerates like LVMH, Richemont, home of Cartier and Montblanc, or Kering, Gucci and Saint Laurent, hold an edge over single-brand outfits like Burberry, Prada or Hermès. The cost of building new e-commerce capabilities can be spread more widely. Size gives a bargaining advantage with landlords. Creators allured to the biggest names in a virtuous loop of desirability.